Just a week ago, polls showed the center-left candidate Olaf Scholz could easily become the next chancellor. His SPD party, Germany's Social Democrats, was comfortably in the lead. But the race has tightened. Scholz is the finance minister and Angela Merkel's vice chancellor.
If you become the chancellor, how are you going to convince the world and Europe that you can fill Angela Merkel's large shoes?
Germany is a big country in Europe, and the biggest task for all of us will be that we work very hard to get a sovereign European Union. And this is why I am very much supporting the transatlantic partnership, and I will work very much that we will be successful with the cooperation in NATO.
Will it be him or someone else? Just hours before polls open here in Germany, it's impossible to predict who will be the new German chancellor. While a survey has suggested that a majority of the Germans won't miss Angela Merkel after 16 years as a chancellor, her ability and experience to bring stability in Europe and here in Germany will likely be missed here and abroad.
Merkel mostly stayed out of the campaign, but in the last week she's been out campaigning for Armin Laschet, the Prime Minister of North Rhine-Westphalia and candidate of her center-right Christian Democrats.
And Armin Laschet?
Armin Laschet is a bridge builder who takes people along with him, and that's what he's shown throughout his political life, that he can do it, not just theoretically, but with passion and heart.
Laschet needs Merkel's help. His poll numbers dropped dramatically after he was seen laughing during a speech after floods killed nearly 200 people last July. Laschet has been warning of a swing to the left if Scholz wins.
Wer kann das denn am besten?
Who can do that the best? And I'll tell you straight up, does anyone believe that the Red-Red-Green coalition will be able to do that? Well, that was about 23 people who believe that. The rest of the Germans don't believe that.
The polls say that Germany's political landscape is likely to be a lot more fragmented when all the votes are counted. If that happens, coalition negotiations could take weeks, leaving Merkel in place as a caretaker, while Sunday's winners negotiate the shape of Germany's new government. Stef Fasten, Al Jazeera, Berlin.